Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10 for this week. Parshat Ki Tsetse and Shabbos in South Surrey begins at 7:03 p.m. Inspiration in 10 is where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilei nishmat my father, Rav Gershom ben Arav ben Zion. There's a story about a man who had never left the shtetl, and he was given by a friend an open first-class ticket to travel the world by train. Our friend, who had never been on a train before, was excited but hesitant to board the train, as he didn't know how it's even done. He decided to stand around on the platform and watch and learn in order to save himself embarrassment from looking like a fool. He saw many people just walking onto the train, but he was unsure if that was really the correct way to do it. But then he saw a group of three, what looked to him like confident men, and they were waiting on the platform. So he decided, let me follow them. I'll follow their lead. They waited and they waited, and as the train was about to pull out, they leapt onto the train with the wind blowing in their faces and the train already moving. They managed to jump into the moving car, and this our friend ran right behind them. He ran quickly, and they hid in the washrooms, as did our naive friend. Except that the poor guy had the yellow end of his coat visible from the outside of the door, and therefore he was caught by the conductor and pulled out. He was hauled out of the washroom. Why did you jump onto the train, thief? Why are you trying to travel as a stowaway? Why couldn't you buy a ticket like every other man? Ticket? Ticket? Oh, that word sounded familiar. I have a ticket. And he pulled out his ticket and showed it to the conductor, who looked at the ticket. He looked at him. He looked at the ticket again. And then he demanded to know, if you have a first-class ticket, why are you hiding like a stowaway? The problem is that our friend didn't even realize that he had a first-class ticket. He didn't even know how to use his ticket. This morning, I read about a man who knew how to use his first-class ticket. Yisrael Kristol is the world's oldest living man. He's a Holocaust survivor who lives in Israel. He's celebrating today his 113th birthday, but he was quoted as saying, "I do not want to be known as the oldest living man. I want to be known as the man who wrapped tefillin for 100 years. Since my birthday at 13 years old, I have been wrapping tefillin." This man wants to be known as the longest wearer of tefillin. Yisrael told his friends that except for some extreme circumstances during the two great wars which he went through when he was in the concentration camps, he has wrapped tefillin for the last 100 years. And when people raved to Yisrael about his longevity, he simply says, and I'm going to quote, "I didn't create anything. I didn't discover anything or reveal anything new in this world. Everything is from Hashem. The Almighty gives life and I simply live. It is not through my own strength or cleverness or any particular lifestyle that I'm here. Everything is through the Creator of all. He has granted me life and I'm grateful to Him for it." Yisrael is aware that he has a first-class ticket and he must use it to the max. Adhering to Hashem's commandments and prescribed way of life is going first class. This week's Torah portion of Ki Tsetse begins with the words, "When you will go out to war on your enemies." Ki Tsetse l'melchama al avecha. Although the Torah continues then with detailed laws relating to captives, there is much Hasidic explanation on just these first five words. When facing the world and the evils in it, We have to realize from the beginning that we are carrying a first-class ticket. If we have pride in the way of life that God gave us, our first-class ticket, and we use it to the max, then we will triumph. Without going into too many details of another powerful story, Reb Yidel Yalas, who was in the infamous and cursed Auschwitz, didn't consider himself a religious man. When a Jew was on the way, to the gas chambers, quickly handed him a pair of tefillin and disappeared to his death. Yidel was now ambivalent. If he were to be caught with these tefillin, it would mean certain death. Yet how could he throw away such precious holy articles that had been preserved even in this death camp? Reb Yidel looked at the tefillin as his first class ticket, his way of going out to war with the enemies. The next morning, as Yidel was wearing the tefillin, he was caught by the cursed Nazis and summoned to be brutally and publicly hung, while all the Jews were forced to watch. Just before Yidel, before his head was put into the noose, he was asked mockingly by the brutal Nazi if he had a last wish. "Yes," said Yidel bravely, "my wish is to die wearing the tefillin." The Nazi mockingly acquiesced to the request, and he said, "Sure, Jew, we'll murder you and we'll bury you with these tefillin." I'm sure he used some other words too. Yidel put on the tefillin and screamed in front of the thousands of Jews who were forced to watch, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." He saw the faces of his precious brothers who'd been dried out from all their brutal treatment, and he saw something actually miraculous. He saw wet tears, something that the Jews had been unable to do anymore. And he called out, "My brothers and sisters, don't you see? I am the winner here. We are the winners here, standing on this mountain proclaiming one God, wearing my tefillin even here in this Nazi hell." When the Nazi guards understood what he was saying, they were enraged. "We'll show you, Jew. You won't die so easily." They took him out of the noose, and they punished him in another brutal manner, which I won't describe now. And they left him to die on a pile, or so they thought. But Reb Yidel lived to tell the tale. He lived to tell this story and many others which were verified. And he went back to being a religious Jew. He knew, as this week's Torah portion tells us, when you go out to battle the evil and corruption that there is in this world, the way to be al oivecha, to win the battle against this evil, including one's own evil inclination, is to realize that we're carrying a first-class ticket. But we must learn how to use it. God gave us 613 mitzvot. They are our first-class ticket to connect with Him and to win the battles. We just really need to use it. As we stand in these last few days before Rosh Hashanah, let's try our best to latch on to every single one of those mitzvot that is possible for us to do today and to use our first class ticket to the max. Thank you everybody for joining me in elevating these airwaves. L'iloi Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershon ben Arav ben Sion. And please remember that Shabbos candlelighting time here in Surrey begins, is at 7:03. A little light chases away a lot of darkness.